Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary on this Tuesday morning, April 2nd. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. Let's go before the Lord in prayer as we put our trust in the Lord. Oh, gracious, holy Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you brought us all together here once more and again. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, because great is your faithfulness, and you're awesome in all your ways. We thank you, Father, for being the Almighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. We thank you, Father, for your mercy is new every morning. And Lord, this wonderful Tuesday morning, Father, we are at your feet, and we're seeking your face, and we say, have your way. Have your way in this telecommunications sanctuary. Have your way, Father God, as you use the mouthpiece of the message this morning. Have your way, Holy Spirit, as we sit at the table and sup with our fellow men. Thank you, Father God, for blessing each one on this call. Thank you, oh God, for what you have done, that you brought us all back to safely home, Lord, from Extravaganza 2019. Thank you, oh God, for taking all of us and using us according to your will and to your way. Thank you, oh God, that you are blessing the people that are on this call and that they will hear. We all will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. And we will take it, Lord God, and use it for our benefit and for your glory this day. So, Father God, we say, take these vessels and use us. And we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that you've given us. We thank you, oh God, for Artist Life and Artist in its entirety. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon for blessing, using them, Lord, to bless us as we enter into your presence with thanksgiving. Lord God, we can't thank you enough for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love, and for your grace. And we give your name all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. We will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Prayer General, are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Songbird. God bless you.
God bless you too, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us, for opening us up in prayer, for giving us our task of this morning. We will trust in the Lord Tuesday, and we put all of our trust in him. And thank you to Minister Sharon for serving along with me as we opened up this call in worship this morning. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am back in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I am super duper excited in Jesus, just jumping for joy because this weekend has been absolutely amazing, and to God be all the glory. But we welcome you to this, the Master's Call, and we thank God for our two co-founders who showed up in Las Vegas and showed out under the anointing and the power, the dominion and authority of Jesus Christ in a mighty way. And those two phenomenal women of God are Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God for their yes. I thank God for their example of how you serve in excellence at all times. And so if it was not for them, our lives would not be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master's Call, which began on October the 25th of 2010. And yes, we are pressing and persevering into our ninth year, praising God all along the way. And we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee. So, of course, we start this call up in praise and prayer, and we end in prayer. And on Fridays, we open up the lines to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But now there may be things going on with you before Friday, and you want us to be in agreement with you. Well, we do have an email that you can email us at, and Minister Brenda, our prayer general, or Dr. Vanessa will respond to you. And that email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and they will respond to you. Also, I want to let you know that this call is not just a telecommunication sanctuary call where you could call into, but it also has a website. And so we invite you not to just go there, but to share it with someone else. And so the website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And so the tool, the thread that knitted us here together is a phenomenal health and wellness company known at before as Artist International, but currently known as Artist Life, started by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we just, some of us are still in Vegas, but most of us are back already from Vegas. And Extravaganza 2019 was all of that and more. You really had to be in there to see, to hear, to feel, to be a part of the new level that God has just elevated Artist Life to. And so we, of course, I'm sure we'll be sharing through the week. You can hear more about what happened at Artist Life Extravaganza 2019 following this call by dialing 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. That's immediately following this call. You don't want to miss it because there's so much that went on and that we won't share it here on this call, because now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure for me to bring to the line this morning one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. She showed up in Las Vegas and was absolutely gorgeous. Her and her husband, Brother Lester Patton, who we had the opportunity to celebrate his birthday and just celebrate the first time we had the opportunity to actually hug his neck. And I am so just happy that they are connected with us here, Kingdom Connection, as Pastor Everett said, that they are Kingdom connected to us here on the TMC. So they go all over the world. They are serving in excellence wherever they may go. Dr. PK, she is a retired chaplain. She is from the military, and she is a woman of God who comes with power and might. And so she is all the way back in North Carolina, I believe, this morning, and just doing what God would have her to do in this season. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor and a privilege and pleasure to bring to you the precious, the woman who walks in excellence, the woman who is kind, outgoing, loving, and anointed, Dr. P.K. Pakola Roberts Patton at this time.
Wow, wow, wow. I tell you now, that's my introduction. I thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things that he's doing in my life. The great and mighty things that he's doing in our lives, honey. Amen, amen. God is so good. Oh, Lord, you all, I'm just telling you, the truth this weekend has set me on fire. I am so excited about what I see God doing right here in the midst of the TMC family, in the midst of the Artist family, to see Papa walking and talking and showing me his scars and where God has healed him up. And the miracle of what God has done in his life is just so many things, as Minister Tiffany has said, that happened this weekend that we could talk about, and it would just take all of our time this morning on the TMC call and go on into the MMC call, and we could still be talking because I believe that everybody, I want you to hear me say Mississippi style, everybody got something this weekend, if not, you were already dead before you came. And I just thank God so much, so, so very much. I can't tell you all how much I thank God for being a part of this TMC family and for what God did for us this weekend. To God be the glory again. To God be the glory. And because of that, I will trust in the Lord. Prayer General, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Nothing shall turn me back, hallelujah, from this precious relationship that I have with the Lord. I thank God so much. He is all of that and better than the Campbell's Soup commercial used to say, good, he's so good. I thank God this morning for Dr. Vanessa being with us today and on the prayer call. I thank God for her diligence in ministry, her commitment, her deciding to put her hand to the plow and hold on no matter how the wind of life blows. She stays right in here, and I thank God for her today. To God be the glory for her and for the work that she gives, and to each and every one of you all. There is a word from the Lord that will continue, and it doesn't seem like it's going to stop. I just believe that as God prophesied to me through Pastor V this weekend, that the reason God has me in this prayer and fasting mode is because of where he's taken me. And I have held my, have just dug in against this prophetic role and prophetic call on my life, because when you see some things that you should tell and see some things that you should keep your mouth closed about in people's lives, it is that's a tough ministry for many, and that happens to be me. I thank God that our darling sister Vanessa embraced it a long time ago and can flow in the prophetic. And so when she laid her hands on me and told me all of that, I said, yeah, it's going to take a serious spiritual surgery. And the Lord said, well, don't think that I ain't big and bad enough to do just that, and knock me out there, and began to work on me. So I being transparent, very transparent, say to you this morning, prayer and fasting is something that I have done. It's something that I can do. God has shown me that I can. But God is wanting to show me and all of us. He wants us to come up a little higher, dig a little deeper. And so with that being said, to God be the glory. And, babe, we're going to get right into this word. We're going to pick up where we left off on last week on the importance of prayer and fasting. And we're going to do just remind us, babe, if you don't mind. I thank God you all for this tall, dark, handsome man that God has given and brought me into his life and connected us together. He has a real dry sense of humor, but I tell you the truth, he makes me laugh. And I thank God that he is just such a great supporter, Lord God. And was so happy that you all just loved up on him this weekend. And he just kept asking me, are you sure that this is this one? And did I get this one right? And he was really working to get all the faces and the names together. He's really glad to be a part of us. But who would not be? This is a powerful family. We are family. And so with that being said, babe, let us just remind us of why we must fast, because we are preparing now to go into our quarterly fast here in April. Why is it so important for us to fast? We need to be reminded of that. And then I'm going to get into why it is so absolutely vital for us to pray. And then Sister Tiffany is going to come and give us a song on prayer. She and Minister Sharon.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Dr. V, and pass that on to Mother and tell I said hi. We had a wonderful time this past weekend. We were well blessed. Thank the Lord, and thank the Lord that everybody returned safe and sound. It was Traveling Grace. I'm going to go forward from that this morning. I'm going to talk too long, but I want to tell you a few things this morning on things of fasting. Start off with saying fasting brings breakthrough. Fasting brings unity. Fasting brings clarity. Fasting brings victory. Fasting opens doors. Fasting brings peace. Fasting brings deliverance, something we all need.
Yes, Lord.
Fasting brings healing. Fasting brings restoration. Fasting brings success. Fasting reveals your calling.
Yes.
I need to say that again. Fasting reveals your calling. Fasting brings stability. That's something we all need right there in our life. Fasting brings the glory. Glory to God. Fasting brings the anointing. Thank you, Dr. V. Fasting brings refreshment. Fasting brings the fire of God. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Fasting brings the fire of God. Fasting brings the power of God. Let me repeat that one more time. Fasting brings the power of God. Fasting activates spiritual gifts. Fasting brings breakthrough in our lives. Fasting aborts the enemy's plan. Fasting opens portals. Fasting brings relief. Fasting destroys witchcraft. Fasting releases high-ranking angels. Oh, my Lord. Fasting releases faith. Fasting destroys doubt. 40 days of fasting can change your life for years. 21 days of fasting can change your life for years. 10 days of fasting can change your life for years. 5 days of fasting can change your life for years. 3 days of fasting can change your life. 1 day of fasting can change your life. And most of all, as he said unto them, this time came forth by nothing but by pray and fasting. Mark 9, 29th verse. Dr. PK.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Those are the reasons why we fast. While we were there in our conference this weekend, at the extravaganza, one of our leaders said, the ambiance of this, of our being together, it was something in the room, something, the ambiance. And Dr. V leaned over to me and said, no, it was the anointing of God that filled the room and that was here. I said, yes, it was. And I believe that it was because of the prayer and fasting that this group, this anointed group, this called out group, these people of God, children of God, he loved so much that he gave us the assignment and we said yes to. But he wants us to know today, this is glory to God, here we go, and that's why I'm crying. He wants us to know today, this is just the scratching of the surface of where. Not are we seeing the tip of the iceberg, but he wants us to know it's the scratching of the surface of what he has in store for us as his children. If we thought this weekend was something, if we thought this weekend was good, we haven't seen anything yet. God, I thank you. And I'm telling you, this weekend was good for me. Babe, I thank you for reminding us of why we should fast. You all, today I'm going to read to you from the, you know, my favorite book right now, Bible, version of the Bible is The Message, and I'm going to read just this scripture from you and talk to you just a few moments on this scripture. After the scripture reading, if you could come, Minister Tiffany, I would appreciate it. In Matthew 7,
and 7, it says, don't bargain with God, saying, if you do this, God, I'll do that, and tip around in circles. Be direct, stating what the word of God says to you. Ask for what you want. This isn't a cat and mouse hide and seek game we are in with God. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If Eddie Adevola asked me for a fish, do you think I would scare him with giving him a live snake on their plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You are at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better? Here's a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and prophets, and this is what you get. Prayer is vitally important for us in our Christian walk with God. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. PJ. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I am just a prayer away. Call my name with your heart, and I'll hear every word you say. I am just a prayer away. Call my name with your heart, and I'll hear you. I am just a prayer away. Call my name with your heart, and I'll hear every word you say.
Yes, God.
Just pray with your heart, and I'll be there right away. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
I'm just a prayer away, says the Lord. Thank you, God. Prayer. Why is this tool so vital? Why is prayer so important? Why is prayer something, a tool that we have that people tend to misunderstand, misuse, and sometimes abuse? Well, number one, because the enemy knows how important prayer is. He knows that prayer keeps us from sin. And he wants us to blindly walk into sin. Prayer bursts things. I saw this weekend as Dr. V was praying. She was praying for those who have been impregnated by the Holy Spirit, how she was laying hands and praying for the birth of these spiritual babies. Prayer guards our hearts. It protects our mind, our will, and our emotion. Prayer brings supernatural protection, and God knows we need that supernatural protection. Prayer purifies our motives. We want to do what we do with purity. Prayer causes us to yield to his will for our lives. Prayer allows us to accomplish the will of God for our lives. And prayer grants us authority and access where we may not have it.
Prayer is so important, and let us be again reminded of the life of Jesus Christ. He prayed. He pulled himself away. Prayer is so powerful that our enemy does everything, the enemy does everything he can to prevent us from praying. In the scripture that I read in Matthew 7:7, prayer talks about, and I'm going to give you just this little, it's a short model, the asking, seeking, and knocking model of prayer. Listen, as we pray, we are communicating with our Father. As we pray, we are saying to God, we recognize that we cannot exist without this relationship. So therefore, we need this time so that we can hear what you are saying to us, so that we can pray what you want for us, and we can have what you have already purposed for us in our lives. It is absolutely important for us to pray, but we also, in our praying, must be effective, have a prayer that we know is reaching God and going beyond this ceiling. So to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. That's what Martin Luther says. You cannot be a strong Christian without prayer, because you cannot live without breathing. According to Matthew 7:7, as I said before, we are going to just talk about these 3 points real quickly, and we are going to move on. Seek means it deals with devotion. It's when we seek God's presence to understand exactly what he is wanting from us. Asking deals with petition, asking him for exactly what it is that we know that he wants for us. And then knocking deals with intercession. This is when we wage war on behalf of the souls of those who need to be saved. Our prayer should be spontaneous, but it also must be strategic at the same time. I want us all to know that when we go into God to pray, give thanksgiving first and praise. That's why I thank God for God giving to Minister Tiffany and Sharon, Minister Sharon, the importance of coming and entering and ushering us into his presence with praise and thanksgiving in the morning before we get on this call. Confess your sins. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ask him to forgive us for the sin before we try to go into his presence. Confess who we are in Christ. We are a royal priesthood, and we deserve to be treated as royal children. We are children of God. Fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Have time. Speak. Oh, Holy Spirit, activate your gift in me and use me to touch others by your power each and every day. Who should I talk to? Pray also for the world. Let your kingdom come, Lord God. Pray for our local church, and our local church here is Artist International. Yes, it is. Pray for our own personal requests. Give us our daily bread. You see how far down in our prayer we are before we start praying for ourselves at the end of our prayer almost. Yes, God is a God who supplies our every need. I got to say amen on my own self because I'm right here at the very end, you all. God knows that it is time for us to pray like never before and to continue our fast. God bless you. Come on back and close us out. You can pray us on out to Prayer General, because I'm here to tell you, if I get back on, we may not get off. God bless you. Sister Tiffany, whoever's supposed to come and take us, let's go. Don't tell me I did all this talking and nobody's here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, for that awesome, awesome message, and your wonderful husband, Brother Lester Patton. Thank you. I want to call him Pastor. Glory to God. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Lord God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give your name praise. We give your name glory. for this awesome message, Lord God. And, Lord, we come to realize this day, this hour, this season, that fasting is so important. Lord, as we just drop everything and look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and realize, Father God, that it's in you that we live, we move, and have our very being, and that, Lord God, you have taken us, your people, who are called by your name to humble ourselves and pray, seek your face. And as we seek your face, Lord God, you'll do the awesome work. And we can't thank you enough, Father. We can't thank you enough for choosing us, your people, Lord God, as your very own. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. and Brother Lester, Lord God, for using this man and this woman of God, for using them in such a manner, Father God, that the anointing will constantly flow through our hearts and our minds to trust in you in everything. Father God, I ask that you pour virtues of blessings back into them, Father, as they minister to us. Lord God, thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. Bless everywhere their feet tread and where their hands touch. We ask you, Father God, for your anointing to fill the temples wherever they go. Lord God, we thank you for all that are on this call this morning. Lord God, you know their hearts. You know their desires. And Father God, you said in your word that when we look to you, the author, the finisher of our faith, when we seek your face, you will even give us the desires of our heart. So I'm asking you, Father, to give the people of God the desires of their heart. And I thank you, Father, for healing the sick and relieving the bereaved. And I glorify you for doing it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we are so thankful that you have joined us and you want to share this message today. The playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. We're now going over to the MMC call, and that number is 712-770-4005-294-617-POUND, Presidential Tuesday. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for hosting this morning. Now I'll turn it back over to our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts to close us out this morning.
To God be the glory for the great things you have done, God, and release your power of prayer upon each of our lives as we live each and every day a super fantastic lifestyle. In your name we pray, amen and amen. Love you. Bye-bye.